This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is in Beijing today for 2 days of talks with senior Chinese military officials. Aides to the secretary say he plans to press for more open dialogue on China's military and ways to build trust and cooperation between the U.S. and China. Speaking to reporters before he left, Gates said while he doesn't consider China a military threat to the U.S., he said he's concerned about the lack of transparency in several Chinese military programs. Gates is also expected to press Beijing to bolster support for economic sanctions against Iran, intended to halt Iran's nuclear ambitions. Closer to home, it looks like it's time to get ready for reruns. Early this morning, Hollywood writers went on strike. Talks broke down between writers and producers late last night. The contract between the writers' unions and the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers expired last Wednesday after more than 3 months of tough negotiations. The sticking point? Writers want more money for movies and TV shows released on DVD and the Internet. This morning, hundreds of writers in New York are expected to picket outside Rockefeller Center, home to several media companies. And writers in Los Angeles are expected to walk picket lines outside more than a dozen studios. Lines are being drawn in the upcoming nomination vote for Michael Mukasey, the retired New York judge nominated by President Bush to be the next U.S. Attorney General. Yesterday, the top Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee, Arlen Specter, said he's bothered by the fact that Mukasey wouldn't define waterboarding as torture during his confirmation hearings last month. But Specter says he's decided to support Mukasey's confirmation anyway. Last Friday, Democratic Senators Charles Schumer of New York and Dianne Feinstein of California also turned in support of Mukasey. But the chair of the Senate committee, Patrick Leahy, says he promises to vote against Mukasey for what he calls dodging the waterboarding question. The vote is scheduled for tomorrow. Finally, some sports, a little football, and specifically Sunday Night Football saw the Cowboys beat the Eagles 38-17 in Philly, and in the much-anticipated matchup of unbeatens, Tom Brady rallied the Patriots past the Colts 24-20 in Indianapolis. Two big records were broken in the Vikings-Chargers game. San Diego's Antonio Cromartie returned a missed field goal 109 yards for a touchdown, the longest play in NFL history. And Minnesota's rookie running back Adrian Peterson rushed for 296 yards, a new single-game record. Good job, Adrian. That's the news, and it's always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
Luke Nelson, back to you.
Thank you so much, Rachel. Cromartie, but that's okay.
Stop.
All right. Just ask Dan. It's the last thing you do before you ask, say a sports name.
She can name every city in Afghanistan.
Oh, I know.
That's a thing.
I know. On the scale,
I want my
mic
open the entire show, so whenever you say something wrong, I get to say a funny little thing about it. Can we make that happen?
I have it in my contract.
Yeah.
That can never be the case.